Now, supporters of Turkish membership point to the fact that Turkey is a member of NATO, a Western ally. Opponents focus on its poor human rights record, its poverty, and its majority Muslim population. Those issues are especially sensitive in Germany, which has more than 2 million Turkish immigrants. From Berlin, NPR's Emily Harris reports.
If the Turkish government wanted a poster girl for its campaign to join the EU, Sedef Aygün would be an excellent choice.
Sedef, ist einem da? Hallo Angelika.
The 26-year-old drives around Berlin in a dark blue BMW, chatting on her cell phone in German and Turkish, listening to Turkish diva Aja Pekkan belt out international pop tunes.
Angelika,
Aygün says a lot of Germans are surprised to learn her nationality.
I don't know why it's so surprising to them, you know, because I always, when they ask me, oh, you can't be Turkish, you speak German and the way you dress up and stuff, you don't look like a very religious or, you know, or religious people. So I always tell them that there is a lot of people like me back in Turkey.
Aygün came to Berlin 3 years ago from her native Istanbul after marrying into a family that arrived here back in the 1970s. That's when Germany first allowed Turks in as so-called guest workers. Although her family owns a chain of successful restaurants now, her brother-in-law Saim says it was difficult to get started.
Bürokrasi çok zordu.
Then it was hard to establish a business, he says. You had to do a lot of paperwork. There was lots of bureaucracy. Maybe German people weren't really ready to accept Turkish people as businessmen. But today, he says, we feel almost integrated into Europe. But even after 30 years here, he still doesn't speak much German. Nor do many of his restaurant's kitchen staff, young men washing garbanzo beans for hummus, or frying sliced eggplant in a vat of oil. Turkey has been working for more than 40 years to join the European Union. The formal decision to open talks comes as much of Western Europe, including Germany, is racked with doubt about whether Muslim immigrants really fit in. Germany's government supports Turkey's bid to join the EU, while the conservative opposition is against it. Friedbert Pflüger is foreign affairs spokesman for the Christian Democratic Union.
The largest part of Turkey is not in Europe, but in Asia. The difference in income, in the economic performance, in human rights is enormous. So the EU, in its present position, has, in my point of view, no chance to be a strong union if it opens negotiations now with Turkey. It's a serious mistake.
Recent polls have shown that more than half of Germans oppose Turkey joining the EU. So do a majority of people in France. Newer members of the European Union are more open to the idea. In Kreuzberg, the heart of Berlin's Turkish community, immigrants say joining would help their homeland, but they don't expect it would make much difference in their own lives here. İsmail Turunçap, a former factory worker, hangs plastic bags full of groceries off the handles of his motorbike. He dismisses the idea that Turkey is too different from Europe to join the Union as a notion whose time has passed. It's too late for that discussion, he says. If they think that's true, they shouldn't have invited us here 40 years ago. He now knows no other home, he says. Sedef Aygün, the young woman who moved here from Istanbul just 3 years ago, resents the idea that Turks must strive to be European.
See, what is it being European? I mean, what do you understand about it? Is it dressing up fashionable? Is it, I mean, dyeing your hairs? I'm Muslim, I love my religion, and I think there is nothing to be afraid of my religion. I'm coming from a very educated, modern, open-minded family. It's nothing's gonna change if we will be part of Europe or not.
Europeans believe their union would change. Some say for the worse, diluting what unity the 25 nations have now. Others say for the better, opening up Europe to another culture in a way that could strengthen the influence of the EU. Emily Harris, NPR News, Berlin.